Now, after decades of slavery, the Yidden were finally prepared to leave the gates of Egypt. And as a prerequisite for their safety and their security, Klal Yisrael was told to smear blood on their doorpost, Vaya Hadam Lachem, Lachem Laos Abatim Ashatasha. They should rub blood on their doorposts. And the blood on the doorpost, Chazal teach us, was akin to the mezuzahs placed on our doorposts, our doorways, ensuring our shmirah, ensuring our protection from outside dangers. The Rambam explains that the point of a mezuzah is that we walk in and out of the house. It's brought down by the Ramah to touch the mezuzah, to remind us of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He's watching over us as we leave the house, as we remain in the house. Each time we walk in, it's a zeicher of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He's with us. We need constant reminders, whether it be the mezuzah, whether it be tzitzis everywhere, whether it's tefillin, whether it's other mitzvahs. These things are constant reminders according to the Rambam. But Rashi takes a different approach. Rashi says, based on a Gemara in Menachos, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, that the idea was to protect us from mazikin. It was to protect us from various dangers, spiritual dangers, demons and the sort, who are outside, something much more spiritual, not just to remind us of Hashem, but mamish to provide shemirah to us by having the mezuzah. It was very, very similar to what took place in Mitzrayim in this week's Parsha. The Ra'isi as Adam, says HaKadosh Baruch, I saw the blood, upasachti aleichem, I skipped over these houses, lo yehebachem, negev lamashchis ba'kosi beretz Mitzrayim, and I did not give the right, the ability, for this mashchis, this demon, this force of danger and destruction, they couldn't touch the people living inside. And mamish provided shmirah to the ones inside. So Rashi says, the mezuzah, same thing. The mezuzah provides shmirah, protects us. So I want to speak about a very, very deep inyan. Very deep inyan. I don't really understand it, but it's pretty interesting. And I think there's an incredible lesson that's hidden in this very deep concept of the shmirah provided by the mezuzah. Svarma Kadoshim explained that the name of this demon that threatens our safety as we enter and exit into the homes is referred to as Riv, Reish Yud Beis, Riv. And the word Riv literally means to fight. That's the spiritual danger from which the mezuzah protects us. The Sfarim point out to an allusion, it says in the Pasuk, Divrei Rivos B'Sharecha. The matter of the Riv is by the gates, by the Sharecha. That Riv is La Pesach Chatas Rovetz. The Chatas, the sin, the Yetzihara, crouches at the entranceway. That's called Riv, Reish Yud Beis. Okay, whatever that means. Now, there's a remez to such an idea found in the Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. And the Gemara is describing Rebbe Elazar ben Arach. He had once forgotten much of his learning because he had traveled afar. He went to Galus somewhere. And I'll add that seemingly because he wasn't under the protection of his house and the mezuzah in particular. And the Gemara goes on to explain that consequently he made a mistake when reciting a particular pasuk. Happens to be the pasuk appears in this week's Parsha. The pasuk says, V'achodesh hazeh lachem, ha'chodesh hazeh lachem, he read as, ha'cheresh hoya libam. Instead of ha'chodesh, he said ha'cheresh, he added a ration instead of the dalet. Instead of hazeh, he said haya, he added a yud. And instead of lachem, he said libam, beis. He added a resh, yud, beis. The very letters, the very name of the evil, that chatas, that's rovetz al pesach, that can strike a person when not protected properly, Reish Yud Beis, and that was what happened to Rebbe Elazar ben Arach. So what's the antidote? What's the answer to fighting against the Reish Yud Beis, this Riv? And the Svarim teaches something very, very deep. That you have to one-up your enemy. Like anything else in life, you have to one-up them. You have to go one step further. Whether it's against an enemy, whether it's about success and succeeding in life, to just push a little bit further. How do you one up an enemy? How do you one up these spiritual demons? The Reishit Beis. So again, I told you it's a very, very deep topic, a very deep inyan. But the Gemara in Psachim, in Arvi Psachim, teaches us there's a danger called Zugos. Now, we don't fully understand what Zugos mean. But Zugos are pairs. And the Gemara talks about not having pairs of drinks. You can't have an even number of drinks. It's very dangerous. The Gemara is describing this topic in the context of having 4 cups of wine. That's an even number. How are you allowed to have Zugos? The Gemara talks about each one is independent. It's not really pairs, or because of a mitzvah is different. But there's a concept that you can't have even numbers. But if you have one more, if you have an odd number, you one up the even number, then that's fine. So one upping these various zugos, one upping these various demons, these shadim, is the answer. Another example, I saw in the Chidah, last week's Parsha, that we were told that Am Yisrael was destined to be in Mitzrayim enslaved for a total of 430 years. Now in reality, they were only enslaved for 86 years of Avodah Kasha. 86 is the Gematria Elokim. They only had 86 years of heavy work. Not only, it's a lot of work, obviously, a lot of years, but 86 out of 430 isn't too bad. And the Chidah says, what happened to the other 344 years that they needed to? Doesn't there need to be a total of 430? So what do they do with the 344, which is the letter Shin Mem Dalet, Shmad? Shmad is when terrible things happen. So what happened to that Shmad, the outstanding balance of the slavery? Chidah says, Moshe Beinu's name is 345. It's one up. Moshe Beinu is able to one up the outstanding 344 years. That's what Chidah writes. There's a concept of one-upping, somehow, the dangers that we face. In a similar fashion, we need to one-up the Reishit Beis, 212. And what's one more than 212? It's 213, Reishit Gimel. So on some mezuzahs, Sephardi mezuzahs typically have certain names of Hashem written on the outside of the mezuzah. And the letters Kuzu, B'muchuz, Kuzu, Chav, Vav, Zayin, Vav, Beis, Mem, Vav, Chav, Zayin, Chav, Vav, Zayin, Vav. Those are the letters. What that means, I have no idea. But the Jikiver points out that the gematria of these names of Hashem is Reishit Gimel. It's 213. It's one-upping the demon. It's one-upping the Reishit Beis. Now, this idea, as I said, is deep. It's esoteric. But there's a practical lesson that we could all walk away with. When facing evil, when facing challenges, adversary, often it takes an approach of one-upping them. That means to stay strong and steadfast, to endure and persevere, and truth will ultimately prevail. The Rambam tells us that the mezuzah serves as a constant reminder of the presence of Hashem. But doesn't Gemara says it means to protect us? But that's the answer. The way to protect ourselves from the Mazikin is one-upping the enemy, which is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the one and only. His true oneness gives us genuine confidence and security. That's the ultimate shmirah. So a person feels challenged, a person feels alone, he should be reminded by the mezuzah on his doorpost of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Echad, the Yachid Bolamo, he's the one to one-up all these various Mazikin. And when you have that in mind, then when you realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holding your hand every step of the way, there should be no concern of any riv, any shadim, any types of forces, any mashchis like this week's Parsha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us every single place. And with that confidence, with that emun and bitachon, we're guaranteed full protection. And we should be zocha to see that day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is known throughout the world. V'ayah b'yomahu, Yehashem Echad, Ushmo Echad.